Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater than you, God. Nobody greater. Oh. Nobody.
My God, my God, my God. It says nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than you. You know, when I hear that song, my God, Lord, I feel like I just got tapped by the Holy Ghost, and I feel like the Holy Spirit is just taking total control over me right now. I'm here to tell you, saints of God, nobody's greater. Nobody's greater than God. Nobody's greater than Jesus. I'm here to let you know tonight, whatever you're going through, this is the time, this is the season to get it under the covering of Jesus Christ, to get it under the blood that he shed just for you and me. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. There's nobody greater than God. I'm here to share with you tonight, man. Lord, I feel like something in here. Matter of fact, I almost got happy over that because nobody's believing it. Nobody's believing that there's nobody greater than God. Everybody feels that there's something that they can call upon other than God to get what they need. But I'm here to tell you tonight, there's nobody. Allah can't do it. Buddha can't do it. They're dead and gone. Oh, but the God we serve is still sitting way up high, looking down low. There's nobody greater. I feel something in here tonight. I feel something so anointed in this place tonight that nobody's greater. And we've been looking and we've been turning every stone over and looking up under every crevice, but we can't find what we need. But what we need is Jesus. Nobody's greater. Nobody's greater. My God. You know what? Before I get myself in trouble, let me do this. We're going to go ahead and go into prayer. Man, I feel a move going on right now. I really do. But we're going to go into prayer, then the recipe of life, and I'm going to come back with the word of God for the night. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go over to Apostle LaShawna Holland Simpson. God bless you, woman of God. How are you tonight?
God bless you, Apostle. You know, when you felt that thing hit your spirit, I was like, yes, because there is a move of God tonight. Yeah. And I just want to thank you for inviting me to pray because, you know, it's been one of them days where the enemy has just reared its ugly head. But as you were talking, Holy Spirit said, it's been like this for everybody today. And so it is so necessary. The word that you're coming forth with tonight is so necessary. So I do want to pray, but I want to get it out of the way because this word is burning in your belly. And I want to say another thing. I want to just right now, I just want to serve the enemy notice that he better be glad that, well, let's just say this. The enemy should have killed you when he thought he could, because I'm telling you, you're going forth, you're breaking forth in a new season, and I'm telling you, it's going to be like, well, they say the devil is hell on wheels, but it's going to be heaven on wheels, and so I'm just glad to be a part of what God is doing, but I just want to encourage you, and I just had to say that, because that's what prefaced the word, but I do want to pray. I want to see it's going to be like heaven on wheels. Just remember that. Just remember that. Hallelujah. Father, in your son Jesus' name, I'm seeing so much, Father. I just plead the covenant blood of Jesus over every listener on tonight. Father, I thank you, Father. Father, those that are tapped in and connected to It's Time to Pray and Word on the Water International Ministries, Father, I see the dawning of a new day, Father. And so even, Father, those that are tuning in for the first time, I thank you for this new day. Harabo Shata. I thank you for this new day. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you said in your word that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And right now, for those those that are tuned in, those that are thinking about tuning in, those that are thinking about what Monday nights used to be like for them when they used to tune in to Word on the Water, it's time to pray. Lord, I pray right now, every last one of them, that you would just give them a jolt of the Holy Ghost to recharge them and cause them to be refocused and rebuilt up and all that they need to be to enter into this new dimension, this new day. Father, right now, every tear that your listeners have cried, I thank you that you said you will wipe away every one of our tears. Right now, every knife that has been driven in the back by those that have plotted and twisted and schemed, right now, I thank you, Lord God, that you're removing those knives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that those of these people that are listening with a heavy heart in the name of Jesus and already depressed about this holiday season and already feeling like they are just at a point of no return, I thank you, Father God, that you are giving them hope in the name of Jesus. There is hope tonight. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener. Oh God, every listener, I plead the blood of Jesus that there will be a spirit of hope unlike never before. I thank you, Father God, that as your listeners have tuned in, and whether it's now live or whether it's in the archives, Father, but that they would know that this is their season to have hope. I thank you, Father, that there is hope for the hopeless. Father, I thank you, Father, that you're destroying the back of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and I thank you that those old cards that the enemy used to be able to play, that they no longer work. I call this the dawning of a new day. And so, Father, I know, Father, the president need to be lifted up. I lift them up, Father. I lift the Army, the Air Force, Navy, Marine. I lift up the homeless. I lift up the sick, the shut-in. But, Father, tonight, it's your listeners. It's those that call in that are faithful to this ministry and have submitted their support and faithful to hear the word and just have their hearts turned toward what God is saying on this time to pray. Tonight is their night, Father. Tonight is their night to be encouraged, Father, so that, Father, that they will come forth, Father, as pure gold, Father. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father. I have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and I plead the covenant blood of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that the heaven on wheels will start from the top and trickle on down to everyone that has submitted their heart to be up under and in submission to this great apostle of the radio. I speak a prophet's reward over him, Lord God. I speak those that have been faithful, a prophet's reward, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I love you. I love you how you turn things around and that you're already working it out for our good. And it's in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. I'm excited, Apostle.
Amen. I am too. I am too because I feel something different in my spirit. When that song was playing, Nobody's Greater.
See, nobody.
We've been putting everything before God. Man, Apostle, don't let me get this thing started.
No, don't get it started because we search high and low. Couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. See, we get disappointed in man, but they ain't greater than God.
Come on.
They ain't greater than God. There's nobody greater. Nobody's greater. Hallelujah. Nobody's greater. Ain't nobody greater. So, hey, if we ain't drawing from the well that'll never run dry, we good and messed up. We good and messed up. But ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody greater, Apostle.
Ain't nobody greater.
Ain't nobody greater.
You know what? Let me do this. Let me do this. I'm going to forego the recipe of life tonight. Saying,
come on, Dan.
I feel the Holy Spirit. I got to play this one time. I got to play this because I feel some sanctified Holy Ghost power filled up inside. Like I said, I bumped into the Holy Ghost when that song was playing, and I feel this Spirit on me right now.
Hallelujah.
I feel some church coming up out of me tonight.
Hallelujah.
But I feel a little free. God of my
Yeah.
tonight. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call somebody.
Hey, Ron, come on, sing this verse one for me.
Come back. Now help me sing. Up and tell them tonight is your night to get your healing, to get your deliverance, to get your salvation. I'm here
yes.
to tell you that God is in the place and he's moving mightily. Come on, good God Almighty from God. Wait, I gotta pull this back up, y'all. I gotta pull this back up. I feel it. We wanted the car, the job, and everything else. And when God gives it to us, oh, we forgot to praise him. We forgot to say thank you. You know, it's a funny thing. Oh, good God, I'm thank you, Holy Spirit, for putting this in my heart tonight. You know, it's a funny thing. How many of you all have ever really sat down and told God thank you?
My God.
I know as a man of God, as an apostle of God, who's been in churches all around this United States and different parts of the world, it's a funny thing that I've noticed. People get healed, people get delivered, people get set free, but the word thank you never comes out of their mouth. The word thank you never happens. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, well, I tell my pastor thank you. Okay, well, you just want a very few. See, you're one of very few. Everybody's got their hands out. And if you say, oh, that's not me, the devil is a lie. We have all, I've done it myself. Can I tell on me?
We've
all done it. We've all had our hand out to God. But let me tell you something, saints. It's time to go to church a new way. It's time to go into faith a new way. It's time to stop to asking God for something, and it's time for us to start giving unto God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. You all hear me tonight. I got Bible to back my big mouth up with tonight. I got some Bible for you. And let me tell you something. We're going to talk about praise tonight, saints. We're going to, I had a message on Christmas, but I've decided not to do this message. But I'm going to deal with praise because the Holy Spirit said they're not giving me the praise. They're not giving God praise. They're not giving God the honor. They're not giving God the awe that they have. But yet and still, they want God to bless them. You know, I heard people all today, all day long, the thing I kept hearing was people whining, people moaning. Oh, I wish I had. I don't. It's Christmas. I ain't got this for this, and I got to get this. And, you know, I heard one brother tell me, he said, you know, I was drunk and I wrecked my car and it's going to cost me $1,500 to get the fender fixed and this, that. I said, hey, let me show you the blessing. Well, there's no blessing in this. I said, yes, there is. It's a blessing. One, you didn't go to jail. Two, it's only going to cost you money. Three, you're not hurt. You could have been dead. You could have killed somebody being drunk. See, we're going around with these pity parties. If it's only going to cost you money, good God Almighty for Zion, just thank God and keep on rolling. Just thank God. Because, see, let me tell you something. It could have cost that brother his life. It could have cost somebody else's life. Somebody could have been hurt traumatically. But nobody was hurt. Nobody. Just a fender messed up. And he crying over $1,500. You don't have nothing to cry over. If that's all you got to cry about, you don't have nothing to cry about. I see people coming in here on these cruises. They coming in with sour puss faces. They all frowned up, acting like they all upset and whatnot. My God, you're on vacation. You're on a cruise and you're in paradise. What do you have to be frowning up for? See, that's when I know that you all don't have a relationship. Because if I'm on vacation, baby, and I'm all sailing the seven seas, and I'm in paradise, good God Almighty from Zion, you better know that I'm going to have a smile on my face and a step in my, I'm going to have a swag in my step. Oh, you better know that you know that you know. But I need to tell you all something. And I heard this so clearly. We're not giving back to God. We're not showing reverence to the Lord. We're not giving him the praise that he is due. We're not giving him the adoration that he should have. See, you want to really find out about your blessings. See, when you really want to go through and get a good blessing, quit asking for stuff and start praising God. When you want to receive something supernatural, quit asking for it and start giving God the praise. Did you know that praising God is the best thing to do first before anything else? Have you ever been in a situation where you feel alone, or have you encountered a difficult situation in your life and you didn't know what to do, like losing your job or suffering the loss of a very close loved one and your heart is hurting? Consider the good times, such as when you received that raise from your boss or earned high marks in school. What did you usually do during these moments? When your boss gave you the raise, did you say hallelujah? When you got an A on that exam, did you say praise God? Well, praising God. Why? Why is praising God important? The reason or the reasons are countless. First, God deserves to be praised, and he is worthy to receive our praises. Nugget. Write it down. See, some of y'all say, well, that's elementary. I already know that. Well, you're not acting like it. You're not acting. The body of Christ, we are not acting like it. We got our hands out. The preacher got his hand out. The deacons got his hand out. The motherboard's got their hand out. But look here. God is still waiting for you to give him praise. Why should I praise? If we look at Psalms 96:4, it says, for great is the Lord and the most worthy of praise. He is to be he is to be feared above all gods. Psalms 145:3 says, great is the Lord and the most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. Oh, there it is. His greatness. Not Buddha's greatness, not Allah's greatness, not Mama's greatness, not Daddy's greatness, not your children's greatness, not Uncle Bubba or Auntie Sarah's greatness, but the Lord's greatness. Let's look at 2 Samuel 22:4. It says, I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved by, I'm saved from my enemies. Oh, there it is in a nutshell. See, you want to know why you need to be praising God? This is the part that I don't get. I don't get it. We're not giving to God. We're not giving him anything. We're just taking. We got to start becoming givers. Revelation 4:11 says, you are worthy, O Lord, and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will, they were all created and have their beginning. See, we got to understand, saints. We've got to understand who it is that we're serving. See, so often, we get the jobs, we get the marriages, we get the homes, we get the cars, and it all becomes about, well, I worked all these hours, I did this. Man, look here, my wife and I, we both look good. We had that pretty baby, didn't we? Oh, no, you didn't. Un contraire, mademoiselle. It was God that blessed you with that beautiful child. And all children are beautiful. But it was God that sowed into you and gave life in your belly. But yet and still, we want to take it upon ourselves to say, oh, it was all me. It was him. He hit the home run. No, God did. And I can't say this enough. Praising God is the best thing to do first before anything else. Before you run and tell mama. Before you run and call your boyfriend, before you call your husband or your wife and tell them the good news, the thing you should do first is get down on your hands and knees and give reverence to the one that gave you that opportunity. It was not by your will. It was not by your might. It was by the will of God. See, you were about to lose your mind when you were in college, but God sustained you. You were about to lose your mind when you were going through that divorce, but God held you close. It was God that held you when you were down and out, when you were broke, busted, and disgusted. It was God that kept the ravens feeding you. Oh, I'm talking to somebody tonight. See, my God, y'all can say y'all didn't go through that. I did. I went through it. I went through the storm. I've been there, done that, wear the T-shirt backwards, and it was nothing but God, because not even my family would call and check on me. Not my mama, not my brothers, not my sisters, not even my children. But it was God that said, you are worthy. And I'm saying to myself, I'm worthy. I'm worthy? No, God, you're worthy. And see, I couldn't let whatever God gave to me, I had to give it back to him also. through thanksgiving, through praise and adoration, through a love fest. Praising God, why? Because there's never been another person, another being, another God, these little G-O-D gods, that could have created a heaven nor a heaven or earth. There was no other God that created the birds of the air. There was no other God that created the fermentation on the land. There was no other God that created the water we call a sea. There's no other God that could have done this. There's no other God that created mankind. Not one. But we're caught up. We're caught up and we're embarrassed of our God. When we go to work, they tell you, oh, you can't praise God in here. You can't pray in here. Oh, I'm going to pray regardless. Oh, the devil is a lie. Oh, I'm going to get down and let God know how thankful I am for what he's doing. See, saints of God, we've got to take God and let him know. We got to tell God and let him know all that he has done for us and how we appreciate it. See, let me explain something to you. I said this earlier. I said, you want to get something? Do you really need something? Don't even mention it. Just give God the praise. Start glorifying God before you even ask him. Because guess what? He knows what you want. He already knows your situation. He knows what you're going through. He knows what's happening. But when you start to praise God, it opens up a door of opportunity for God to come down into your presence. My God. Paul and Silas taught us the very best. You know, and I say this a lot. I use this part of the Bible so much. Paul and Silas locked up in the prison. Not only were they locked up, but they were bound. They were shackled. In the center, in the inner part of the prison, so that way nobody could get to them. Oh, they started praying. But around the 12 o'clock hour, around midnight, they started praising. Oh, glory to God. And when Paul and Silas started to praise the Most High God, when Paul and Silas started lifting their hands to heaven and trusting God for who he truly was, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, that he was their Shalom, he was their El Shaddai, he was their Jehovah Jireh, he was their Jehovah Nisi, he was their Jehovah Shalom. I'm here to tell you, when they start praising God for his attributes, guess what happened? God showed up in that place. God showed up in that place, and the earth, it shook. It shook so hard that the foundation of that prison, every door opened. The shackles came off. The locks broke. The poor thing, the jailer was so scared because he thought Paul and Silas had escaped. Paul and Silas looked back up and said, hey, here we are. We're in here. We're still here. We haven't left. We're right here. See, saints of God, let me tell you something. When we give God the praise, his presence comes before us. For great is the Lord. For great is the Lord. He's worthy of all the praises. We've got to get this down in our bellies. Let me tell you something. Second, praising God is useful for favoring us. Yes. Let's keep it real. Praising God is useful and favorable for us. By praising God, we are reminded of the greatness of God himself and his power. His power and his presence in our lives is reinforced in our understanding. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for that is pleasant. The third thing, and the third reason why we need to be praising God. Now, this is so easy to get. Now, write this down. Third, Praise discharges strength in our faith. Oh, Jesus, I thank you. Praise discharges. Oh, come on, somebody. Say it with me. Praise discharges strength in my faith, which causes God to move on your behalf. When you start to praise God, your faith is going to get strengthened. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Your faith is going to get strengthened. But not only that, God is going to start to move on your behalf. Oh, glory to God. Because when you start to praise him and he hears it, he already knows who you are. Remember that. He knows. He says, I know Lulu is struggling with these babies and she doesn't have this. But Lulu is praising me right now. I got to go where Lulu is, and I got to make sure things happen. Because Lulu loves me, and her faith is strengthened because she praises me. Who is to praise God? You know, this is the one thing I can never fathom why people don't get it. I don't understand why human nature, you go to church every Sunday. Matter of fact, y'all go to church Sunday, Thursday, Wednesday night. You tear up the church house. You run around. You tear up the pews. You turn over the chairs and do all this craziness. And then you say, well, who's supposed to be praising God? Well, the Bible says in Psalms 150:6, it says, let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did you get that? Psalms 150 and verse number 6. Let everything, the birds of the air, praise him. The cattle on the field, they praise him. And we go to church wondering why it is that we got to praise him, because the word tells us right here. Well, Doc, I never saw that. Okay, well, now you have. And if you really want to catch it, go to Psalms 150 and verse number 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It didn't single out anybody. This is one verse. This is one verse because, see, if you notice in my teaching, a lot of times, a lot of what I teach is singular. A lot of what I teach is for one particular group of individuals. But see here, see, this is where I'm here to tell you, the atheists, the Muslims, the ISIS, and all the rest of them folk, they're going to bow down. Because the word says, let everything, that means the baby, that means your dog, your cat, your mouse, your rat, your husband, your wife, your child, all are going to praise the Lord. Psalms 34:1 says, I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. What does it mean to praise God always? Well, most folk don't know because they don't do it. The Holy Spirit just showed me, man, when I was listening to that song, it touched me and it just moved me. And he said, folk are not giving back to God. They go to church, yes, they go to church, they put on their finest clothes, they get in their cars, they go to church, they get on the bus, they go to church, they take the cab, they go to church. They go with their hands open, trying to receive, when they should go with their hearts open, ready to give. See, a lot of people would say, well, Doc, you must be talking about giving money. No, baby, I'm talking about praise and adoration. I'm talking about spending time. And see, you don't have to wait to go to church to give God praise. You don't have to wait until you get into the church house in front of folk. Oh, see, it's easy. It's real easy to get in front of folk and start praising God as everybody else is doing it. Oh, that's for sure at that point. But see, how many of you all in your quiet time in your home, when you're going through something silently and you start to give God the praise? How many of you all do that? How many of you all take the time to show God how much you love him? Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I don't know why this phone is ringing like it is. I didn't call nobody. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not, but I'm going to go forward anyway. Amen. Amen. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. But see, one thing that we've got to do and to understand and to realize is that when we bless God, when we exhort God, then God's presence comes into our situation and into our pathway. See, we got to understand what it is that we're doing. We cannot embark on the true joy and benefit of praising God unless we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Oh, so wait. Who should be the ones praising God? Every believer of Christ. But wait, Psalms 150 and 6 says, let everything that has breath praise Him. Let everything. But we've got to get to a point, my brothers and sisters, that we are unleashing. We are unleashing something from our bellies to say thank you, to glorify, to edify. As children of God, He dwells in our bodies through the Holy Spirit. This means that wherever we go, God is to be present. 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. How am I going to honor God with my body? One, I'm going to give Him praise. Two, I'm not going to put a lot of foolishness inside of it, and I'm not going to act foolish. I'm not going to do foolish things. Because guess what? God's present with you at all times. The Bible just shared that with you. Now, let me do this. I'm going to do this as slow and as fast as I can. I know that's an oxymoron. I realize that. It is an oxymoron. I'm going to do this as quickly as possible, but as slowly as possible. I want you to get your pens and paper out because it's writing time. I'm going to show you who you're praising. One, God the Creator. Creator God, I praise you. Because you made the heavens, even the highest heaven, and all their splendor. Two, the only God, the only God. God, I praise you because you are the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from you, there is no other God. Isaiah 45 and 5. He's the Almighty God. O Lord God Almighty, who is like you? You are mighty, O Lord, and I will praise you. Psalms 89 and 8. See, I'm trying to get some things inside of you so you can start reasoning why and who it is that you're giving praise to. I want you to understand the fellowship that you have through Christ Jesus. You've got a God who's more than enough. He's capable and He's able of bringing you out of your situation and putting you into a new destiny. But you've got to become unselfish. And that's the problem with mankind. Let me put it to you. That's the problem in the church today. We're selfish from the pulpit all the way to the back door or front door, whatever you want to call it. We've got to change our stinking thinking, get girded with this word, and get a checkup from the neck up. It's time for change to take place. Now, check this out. Number four, the everlasting Father of the ancient days. I praise you, Lord, as the ancient days, I give you honor, glory, and praise, everlasting Father, who lives forever and ever. a living God. I praise you because you are a living God whose very nature is love. 1 John 4:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. See, we got to really start to understand why we are praising the Most High the way we are. We got to have an understanding, and this is the problem. Nobody's breaking this down for folks, why we need to be praising God. And who is this God that we're praising? Because you know what? It's fascinating to me. It's mind-boggling that when I ask people who is God, they can't answer it. Well, he's the creator. Okay, yes, he's the creator, but who is he? Who is he? I don't know. I'm going to ask you something. I want you guys to just think about it. Don't answer it out loud. I want you to think about this, though. Who is God? Who is he? And in your own quiet time, I want you to get your pen and paper out. And I want you to put this on there. Who is God? And I want you to fill it out. I want you to take the time, and I really want you to fill out who God is to you. And what he means to you. And when we get to the point of understanding who he is, what he means, what he brings, then there's no reason why we won't praise him. There's no reason why we'll continue to go to church with our hands out waiting to receive. Because guess what? When you're at home, you can reach back into Calvary and you can pull that glory right up to you. You can just reach on over and you can start giving God the glory, honor, and the praise and reach into glory and receive your blessing. I need you guys to understand tonight that it's not about us. It's not just about us. Greater is he who serves. And the greatest among us is going to be the servant. And when we start to serve God, my Lord, you'll be surprised what's going to happen. You'll be flabbergasted. But let me move on. I'm going to skip a couple of these. He's a loving God. Okay, a loving God. I praise you because you are a loving God whose very nature is love. 1 John 4:16. A God of justice. Lord, I praise you and magnify you. Who is just and the one of justification? That comes out of Romans 3:26. The trustworthy God, Heavenly Father, I give you the praise and adoration because you are faithful, God, keeping your covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. A merciful God, O Lord God, you are gracious and merciful, God. And I praise you for your great mercy. God, my refuge, my fortress, I praise you. Lord, for you are my rock and my refuge. Psalms 62:7. A long suffering, precious God, Father, I praise you because you are patient with all your children, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Thank you for your patience with me. See, when we start to praise God and start to understand who he is, then guess what? New doors start to open up and the old ways of thinking starts to evaporate. When we start giving God praise and adoration and thanksgiving, see, then what we're really saying is, God, it's none of me, but it's all of you. It's not about who I am, but it's about me pleasing you through praise. See, when we get this under our hearts, when we get this in our hearts, we can go forward even the more and receive even the more from God. Well, Doc, you just said we shouldn't always have our hands out, but guess what? You'll never have to have your hand out. Because, see, from this day forward, what you're going to do is when something goes awry, when something happens, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to say, oh, great I am, I thank you. I thank you for allowing this situation to arise in my life right now so that you can show up and do what needs to be done. I thank you. I give you honor, glory, and praise right now. See, when we start to do this, it opens up a new door of opportunity for God's presence to come down. Because what is praise? Praise is adoration. It's love fest. It's speaking kind words. It's speaking hope. It's speaking faith. It's trusting. Praise is trusting in something or somebody. Well, we know that our praise is into God. See, we need to take the praise off of ourselves. Yes, we all enjoy being praised, but we got to turn this thing around and focus our praise now. And we've got to take it to the next level, because when we take praise to the next level and God starts to illuminate in our situation, in our lives, in our surroundings, then guess what? How can the enemy, how can the devil come in there when God is already present? He can't. He just can't do it. It's not going to happen. When God's presence is in and around you, how can something go wrong? It cannot. It's impossible. Well, if Jesus was God's son, then why did he hang on the cross? Because that was his choice. See, it's a difference. Jesus made a sacrifice. Jesus became the sacrifice so that you and I can have the time to praise. Oh, God, did you say that? Yes, you did. Jesus was the sacrifice so that you and I can start to praise. My God, can you take a picture of this right now? Can you imagine Jesus on the cross? Jesus is telling him, you know, go ahead, beat me with a cat of nine tails. I'm not going to cry. It hurts, yes. Oh, my bones are showing. My veins are showing. I'm bleeding all over the place, but my blood drippings is for the salvation of those who are to come, those who are to come. My blood dripping on the ground is for those in 2016. My blood dropping on the ground is for those who are coming behind me in 2020. The remnant of my salvation. Saints, when I look at Jesus on that cross, now Jesus never said just go ahead and hammer the nails into me, but he didn't resist them. He just laid his arms out. He allowed them to nail his hands to that cross. And then what did he do? He gave up the spirit so that you and I, my God, you better get this picture tonight. When Jesus gave up the spirit, he gave us opportunity to get down on our hands and knees and to worship like never before, because in 3 days he arose. Hell and the grave couldn't hold him. And then he ascended into heaven to sit on the right hand of the God, the Father Almighty. When we start to look at this, there is no reason why we should not be praising our God. You want God to show up? Start praising. I'm almost done. When you start to praise God, and I'm going to put on my Facebook page why we should be praising God. I'm going to put some things on the Facebook page tonight, so that you guys can go to my book and my Facebook page and read it for yourself and get some of this information, because I'm telling you, it's going to make you a better person in the presence of God. The one thing I need you to understand is there's a personal relationship that God is trying to establish with each and every one of us. And that relationship revolves around the adoration given unto him. It's revolving around the praise that we give unto him. But, Doc, you know, I haven't gotten what I asked for. I've been asking for this for these many years, and I haven't got it yet. Okay, now's a new way to try it. give God the praise. I got this pinwheel and I put on this wheel that I want a car, I want a house. Give God some praise. It's very simple. It's very easy. See, we've got to come out of the wants and desires. Yes, God does give us the desires of our hearts. I can't take that away. But watch what God does when you start to give God praise. Watch what he does. When you start to give God praise, there's no demon on this earth that can destroy you.
Oh, God, I got cancer. I got leukemia. I've got brain tumors. I've got this. I got that. I got that. Give God praise.
Give God praise. Wait a minute, Doc. You want me to praise God and I got a tumor? I got cancer. I got this. I got that. Give God praise. The problem with society of today is that we are a society of selfish individuals. We don't praise God for anything other than when we see other people doing it. And that's false praise. We do it for show, false praise. That praise doesn't get up to heaven. That praise gets into the atmosphere, but it does not get into that heavenly realm. Why? Because it's false. It's not real. It's something that appears to be real, but it's not. We got to get to the place where our praise is true worship and praise. When, like I said, when you're at home, when you're driving in your car, when you're all alone and nobody else is around you, and you start crying out, when you start thanking God for who he is, what he's done, then and only then are you going to start seeing God showing up in your life. I promise you, my brother, I promise you, my sister, that praise opens up avenue for God to be present in your life. Trust in him, believe in him, and watch him work. It's impossible for God not to do the truth. And the truth is, if it's in the word, he's going to do it. He said, you praise me, and I'll be there with you. What are we waiting on? What are we holding? What is it that we're afraid of? Why is it that we're not allowing ourselves to give God the praise that he deserves? Selfishness, unholiness, bitterness, strife, envy. I didn't see JoJo praising him, and he got all of what he wanted. You don't know what JoJo did. I'm telling you, though. Don't look at JoJo. Don't look at Pookie and them. Don't look at Bebe and them. Look and focus on God and let go of everything else and allow God to be God all by himself. Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what. I know that was short, sweet, and to the point. I'm going to post some of this stuff on my Facebook page. Go over there, read it, and you'll learn more. Amen? Amen. I love you all. I really do. And I pray that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I pray that you take praise to another level. I pray that you take praise to a place where you've never taken it before, into your quiet place, into your home, into your automobiles, into the workplace. Now, this is not for show. It's not for show. This is an intimate situation. And trusting, believing that God is the God who he says he is, and he'll open up new doors. Amen. Well, once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I am Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr. Make sure that you tune in this Thursday night. Yes, this Thursday night. That's when Minister Jerry Robinson will be coming with a word just for you. And I'm telling you, the sister is strong, and she's going to bring forth a dynamic word. So 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a loved one to tune in to It's Time to Pray this Thursday night. I love you all with the love of Christ. Let's get up out of here with a praise party, never a pity party, always knowing that Jesus is Lord. I'll see you again on Thursday night. God bless.
Like you, you are great and powerful. No one can do the things you do. You're the beginning and the end. You're the peace I find within. You're a great God. You are great. You're a great God. You are great.
You are.
The beginning and you're a
great
God. Yes, you are.
You're a great
God. Yeah,
yeah.
His name is Jesus. He's the reason why I sing. His name is Jesus. He's the ruler of everything.
Until then, may the joy of the Lord be your strength. God bless you. I love you much.